Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision podcast on business competition. I'm so glad you're here because this is one of those topics that once it clicks, it makes so much of the rest of economics fall into place. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this episode has you covered. We'll go through the core concepts, nail the exam technique and finish with a quickfire quiz to test yourself. Let's get started. So, what exactly is business competition? At its heart, competition in economics means that firms are rivals. They're all trying to attract the same customers, and that rivalry shapes how they behave. Competition is one of the most powerful forces in a market economy, and examiners absolutely love testing it. Let's start with market structures, because this is the framework that underpins everything. There are four main types of market structure you need to know for GCSE. First, perfect competition. This is a theoretical ideal where there are many, many small firms all selling identical products. Think of a farmer's market where dozens of stalls sell the same type of tomato. No single seller has any power over the price. They're all price takers. In perfect competition, prices are driven down to the lowest possible level, which is great for consumers. Second, monopolistic competition. This is much more common in the real world. Think of coffee shops, hairdressers, or restaurants. There are lots of firms, but each one differentiates their product slightly, maybe through branding, quality, or location. This gives them a tiny bit of pricing power. The high street is a brilliant example of monopolistic competition in action. Third, oligopoly. This is where a market is dominated by just a few large firms. Think of the UK supermarket sector. Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda, and Morrisons together control the vast majority of grocery sales. In an oligopoly, firms are interdependent, meaning the decisions of one firm directly affect the others. This leads to some fascinating behaviour, like price wars and non-price competition. And fourth, monopoly. This is where one firm dominates the entire market. A pure monopoly means one firm has 100% of the market. In the UK, Ofgem defines a firm as having monopoly power if it controls 25% or more of a market. Royal Mail historically had a monopoly on letter delivery. Monopolies can lead to higher prices and less choice for consumers, which is why the government often regulates them. Now, let's talk about the effects of competition on businesses and consumers, because this is where the exam marks really are. When competition is strong, several things happen. Prices tend to fall because firms undercut each other to win customers. Quality tends to rise because firms need to offer something better than their rivals. Innovation increases because businesses invest in new products and processes to stay ahead. And consumer choice expands because more firms means more variety. Here's a real-world example that examiners love. Think about the smartphone market. When Apple launched the iPhone in 2007, it faced very little competition. But as Samsung, Google, and others entered the market, prices fell, features improved dramatically, and consumers gained enormous choice. That's competition working exactly as economists predict. Now, let's flip this around. What happens when competition is weak or absent? In a monopoly, the firm can charge higher prices because consumers have nowhere else to go. Quality may fall because there's no pressure to improve. Innovation can slow down. This is why economists generally argue that more competition leads to better outcomes for consumers and for the economy as a whole. Let's talk about barriers to entry, because this concept explains why some markets are more competitive than others. A barrier to entry is anything that makes it difficult for a new firm to enter a market and compete. There are several types. Capital requirements. Some industries need enormous investment to get started. Think about setting up a new airline or a new car manufacturer. The cost runs into billions of pounds. Economies of scale. Existing large firms can produce at a much lower cost per unit than a new entrant, making it very hard to compete on price. Brand loyalty. If consumers are deeply loyal to an existing brand, a new firm struggles to win them over.
patents and intellectual property. A firm with a patent on a technology can legally prevent others from copying it for up to 20 years. And regulation. In some industries, like banking or pharmaceuticals, firms need government licenses to operate, which limits new entrants. The key insight for your exam is this. High barriers to entry reduce competition, which tends to lead to higher prices and less choice for consumers. Low barriers to entry increase competition, which benefits consumers. Examiners will often ask you to explain this chain of reasoning, so practice it until it flows naturally.
Right, let's move into exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You also need to know how to write answers that earn marks. The most common command word you'll see on business competition questions is explain. When you see explain why competition benefits consumers, examiners are looking for a chain of reasoning, not just a list of points. Use the Peel structure. Make your point, give your evidence or example, explain the link, and then link back to the question. Let me show you what that looks like. A weak answer might say, competition benefits consumers because prices fall. That's only worth one mark. A strong answer says, competition benefits consumers because when multiple firms compete for the same customers, they are incentivized to lower their prices in order to attract buyers away from rivals. For example, when budget airlines such as EasyJet and Ryanair entered the European aviation market, average airfares fell by over 50%, meaning consumers could travel more affordably. This demonstrates that competition directly improves consumer welfare through lower prices. That answer could earn 3 or 4 marks because it has a clear point, a specific real-world example, and a developed explanation. For discuss or evaluate questions, you need to show both sides. So if the question asks, discuss whether a monopoly is always bad for consumers, you'd argue that yes, monopolies can raise prices and reduce choice, but you'd also consider that some monopolies invest heavily in research and development, and that natural monopolies like water supply might actually be more efficient as a single provider. Then you reach a judgment. Examiners love a clear, reasoned conclusion. Now let's talk about the most common mistakes I see students make on this topic. Mistake number one, confusing oligopoly with monopoly. An oligopoly has a few large firms. A monopoly has one dominant firm. Students often muddle these up under exam pressure. Remember, oligo means few in Greek. Oligopoly, few firms. Mistake number two, forgetting to use real-world examples. Examiners award credit for named specific examples. Don't just say a supermarket, say Tesco or Sainsbury's. Don't just say a tech company, say Apple or Google. Named examples show the examiner you have genuine knowledge. Mistake number three, writing one-sided answers on evaluation questions. If the question says discuss or to what extent, you must consider both sides. Students who only argue one side are capping themselves at the lower mark levels. Mistake number four, not defining key terms. If a question asks about competition, start by briefly defining what you mean. Competition occurs when two or more firms rival each other for the same customers in a market. That one sentence shows the examiner you understand the concept and sets up your whole answer. Okay, time for the quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give the answer. Cover up your notes if you can. Question one. What are the four main market structures in order of increasing market power? Answer: perfect competition, monopolistic competition, oligopoly, and monopoly. Question two, what is a barrier to entry? Answer: anything that makes it difficult for a new firm to enter a market and compete with existing firms. Question three, name three effects of strong competition on consumers. Answer: lower prices, better quality, and greater choice, though you could also say more innovation. Question 4. In the UK, at what market share percentage does a firm have monopoly power, according to the Competition and Markets Authority? Answer: 25% or more. Question 5. What does the term price taker mean? Answer: a firm that has no power to set its own price and must accept the market price. This is a perfect question.
and watch it. Is that the future?
Brilliant! How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If some of those tripped you up, go back and review those sections. That's exactly what this podcast is here for. Let's finish with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Business competition is the rivalry between firms for customers in a market. The four market structures are perfect competition, monopolistic competition, oligopoly, and monopoly, running from most competitive to least competitive. Strong competition generally benefits consumers through lower prices, better quality, more innovation, and greater choice. Though you could also say more innovation. Barriers to entry reduce competition by making it hard for new firms to enter a market. For your exam, always use named real-world examples. Write in chains of reasoning using Peel. And on evaluation questions, always consider both sides before reaching a clear judgment. You've got this. Business competition is a topic that comes up again and again across the economics papers. And now you have the knowledge and the technique to tackle it with confidence. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers. And remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you've worked for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.